Okay. Hashirish Hasheni. She'ein roi limnois. I'll start reading our talk. Let's get into it. She'ein roi limnois. Kol mashinilmod bi'achas misholish esrei midish atoin nidresh ben ober ribui. Okay? Omer ribui. So, it's phrased in a negative way, and it's not like a black and white statement. It's just you shouldn't be of the opinion that everything that we learn from your Gimel Midos and Ribui is Minyan HaMitzvos. That is a statement. Okay? Derech Agav, you would have expected, okay, that some mitzvahs you might have had for your Gimel Midos, and some mitzvahs you might have had in the Minyan from Ribui, okay? I'm not aware of mitzvahs that are from Ribui, okay? I'm not aware of them. That's not... I'm not even sure, you know, where Ribui comes from and what the efficacy of it is. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, in the Akdomah to Pirush Mishnayis, says that the Rebbe Lishon gave Yud Gimel Midos, Chaturni to Resh Tzibahen at Sinai. Ribui is from Olam HaBeis Midos. We don't know anything about that, and we don't know anything, okay? So, I could imagine, you know, that Yud Gimel Midos, you have an issue about. The question is, what's the issue of Ribui? Unless for some reason Ribui has some efficacy, I mean, as a Shemel Kechatiro, or as this, or as that, Shemel Musoni, you know. So, you know, see, Be'etzem, see, let me just say so. See, the Gemara says, you know, Shimon Musoni, when he gets that Shemel Kachatibu, Tiro, you know, Hakimav or something, okay, right? Hatzim Bekiva says, or Hachibor Bekiva, correct? So when Shimon Musoni said he can't, okay, and he said, Keshem Shikibalti Schar La Drisha, Kach Kibalti Schar La Prisha, so what's the Kibalti Schar Ala Prisha? Okay. So Reb Gershon Zichrono used to say that it's also limud. Okay. That you can't, that there's no drosha, that there's no such thing as a ribu from S. Oh, that's you learning up. S. That you can't do such thing. There's no such thing. Okay. So, the truth is, I can imagine such a thing. If it's Midas, which Chazal construct and ask, you know, maybe it works and maybe it doesn't, okay? But if the, it's important to be a Messiah of Sinai in order to be able to consider the any of the Yud Gimel Midos in Minyan HaMitzvos and Ribui, so, especially, you know, the Rambam and Kabbalah's no machlekes, whatever they say, if there was a Kabbalah, you know, so there's no discussion back and forth. So there's no Kabbalah about it. You can't have a discussion, okay? So, you know, you could have said that the Midas Ribui is certainly a Midah, maybe. But the question is, Esther Ribui? Okay. But the whole discussion of the Rambam over here is about S. With the Bahag, because that's the issue he's taking issue with. But honestly, I'm not sure what this is, but just pointing out what the story is. Okay? So that's Omri Ribui. Now, Kvar Bi'anu, Bipsichas Chibureinu Beferish HaMishnah. Okay? This is talking about the Dom of the Pirish HaMishnah. Okay? Shiroi dini atera no tziyam b'sholosh esrei midish atoin nidreshes b'hem. Okay? So, if you would have left out the word roiv, I would have been much happier. Okay? Dini atera no tziyam b'sholosh esrei midish atoin nidreshes b'hem. Okay? Since there was a Kabbalah for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, you give me this,
So I understand you can moitzi mean this. You moitzi, b'kitzer, chazal of a laboratory, and the giving, the tools, the laboratory consists of you giving me this, that they can go to work with, and they can be moitzi dina from the tailor. Okay? And maybe that's what 12 Talmud Vosik also this chadish goes into the name of the I don't know, okay? But when you talk about the grave, I don't know where he gets this from, and he says he explained it there. I didn't find this. If you find it, let me know. Okay? But you have to look at the words. He says, Reib Dinea Teira. That means this is the Reise Din. Because there wouldn't be Dinea Teira, you know. They can't, you would never use Shalosh, correct? So he's making a clear statement that the derives of dinim, not the way some in the impression get from the Ramban, because he's going to say later about the Rabbonim, we'll see, and L'chayu the derives of dinim, so you can't say it's the Rabbonim, correct? Okay. So that's, we have every word here so far, okay? And the notziom, okay, it's that we are empowered. I don't know why is the word we over here, the chayr is the chachmei mesera, unless, you know, but that's what it is, correct? Ushadin hayoytze b'mida, b'risen amidis, hine, pomim tipo behena machlekes. If they are moitzi adin, there might be those people, since every mida is lefi kach nira be'enai, and we'll see that lashon kach nira be'enai, and that's lashon of Moshe Hedrin. Ram used the lashon of Yidin Chmamim. There's no Kabbalah about it. Kach nira be'enai. So if kach nira be'enai, so someone else will say the kach nira be'enai in a different way. So they can have machlekes about it. Ushiyesh shom dinim. Had held with the other dinim, and I guess they're not reiv dinim, they're just, they are some dinim. Pirushim mekubalim Moshe Rabbeinu, ein by machlekes. Okay. So this discussion of yesh by machlekes, ein by machlekes, is a very strange thing. Because why, you know, why is that important to tell us this here? And, you know, it's part of Sherish Beis. He's telling you something, correct? So it means it's not only the Hishim which Ram says in the Akdoma, the Pirush HaMishnah, that in Divrei Kabbalah there's no machlekes, because kach shamati, so there's no machlekes about it, okay. But kach nir be'ina, there could be machlekes. But you can use this to be able to know if it's a Pirush Mekubal. Because if you find there's no machlekes, you have no raya, okay. But if you find the machlekes, l'chayya v'chayya, that it's not a pirush makubal, and it could not be in it has to be in the first category, okay? If there's a machlekes, it must be kach nira be'enai. L'chayra. So you know, even if you accept what I said, the chayr always necessary to say, you should have said, and, you know, the fact that there is machlekes, you said that which is Kabbalah is Eimai Machlekes. Because that which is Dine Ateo, Yeshma Machlekes, that's irrelevant to us. Okay? But okay, say that. I guess, you know, it's the mirror. Okay, good. El Sheheim. Okay, now he's changed from the tense of notziyim that we are doing it, okay? And now he's going back and talking in the past about the matiki ashmur, or even in the present, shehein, okay? Shehein mevin raya alehen biachas misholesh esrei midos, okay? So sometimes the Yud Gimel Midos are the laboratory of Chazal to be moitzi din, and if it's laboratory, that's one category, that's Reiv Din Etera. And sometimes not the laboratory, because the din is a Pirusha Mekubal. But he says, Shehei Mevin Raya Alein, okay? This word Raya is very important. So what does it mean it's a proof? It's a proof that what? That the din exists? So there's no machlokes about it. So what's the proof? What is the raya over here? Okay. Shehein mevin raya alein biachas mishalosh esrei midos. In other words, you're not using the laboratory of the Yud Gimel Midos to learn this din. It's a raya. And he says, and then he says something which is like the monkey wrench, because until this point I could have dealt with it, okay? Ki mi chochmas ha-kosuv, chochmas ha-kosuv, she'ef she'im suboi remez, meire ala pirush ahu, ha-mukubu, oi ha-heke she'yore olov. Okay? So, chochmas ha-kosuv, you know, excuse my ignorance, okay? In other words, if the Rambam is writing now, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Sanhedrin, and he's going through the Yisrei De'Adas, and he's talking about Sheresh Hashmini, Terim and Hashamayim, and he says, Elo kol eis shebo, yesh be chochmois, v'nifloyes, l'mishihi hevinu Hashem, v'loisusag, tachlis chochmoso, avuke me'eretz mido, v'chove min ha'yam, oh, that's the Yisrei De'Adas. So I understand, is it Yir Chochmos HaKosos? Gvaldik, okay. V'lochera, Chochmos HaKosos has no place over here in Sherish Beis, okay. And L'cheira, if it's Chochmas HaKosuv, but so even though it's Chochmas HaKosuv, but that's the way the Torah was set up. So L'cheira, you see, the question is he saying it's a Raya? Or if he couldn't do it, it would be kasha. That was part of the Mesera? That you could be mitzi it, that there's a chokhmas akosuv? And if you wouldn't be able to be mitzi it, it's a guy that it's not a pirusha makumu. Or, I would have said on one hand, chokhmas akosuv, it's just Chazal, I would say. So why do they bring Raya? Why do they say this? Just to show the Chochmas HaKosuv. It doesn't do anything. It's not a Raya. Unless Shehei Mivin Raya Aleim, it's really not serious. The word Raya is not serious. Chazal quoted the Gemara, and it looks like a Raya. It looks like a Raya. And what they're really trying to do is Chochmas HaKosuv. But it's irrelevant. Maybe that's a better way to learn it, okay? But you see, something's happening over here that becomes a little confusing, okay? Because if you take that, you know, you could take that approach. Whatever approach you take, the word Chochmas HaKosu is a problem. Because if you take it seriously, it's only Chochmas HaKosu, you have a problem with Gmon Krisus. Okay, well, maybe we can live with it. Because Gmon Krisus says in Haman Aleph, Omav Yane, Li'olam Al Teg Zereshova Kala Beinecho, Shehai Pigo Echod Migufei Teira. Okay, and Gufei Teira is going to say, that's the Pirush HaMakubo. V'loi Lindu HaKosav Al Teg Zereshova. If the Zereshova is not serious, it's only to hold, show Chochmas HaKosuv, so what's out there? Hey, Gzeir Shava Kala Benecha, the whole Gemo Chis is a farce. Interesting. Okay. In the Hagdomo, the Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam seems to take a different approach. And that the fact that you could learn out there's all the Gimel Midos, whatever it is, that's part of the definition of Pirush HaMakubo. You couldn't imagine a Pirush HaMakubo that's not like that. Lefish Kfar, he writes that Lefish Kfar Kodom Shaklal Etzleinu Shekol HaPirushim Kulam Kabbalah Mimosh Rabbeinu V'yesh Lohem Kimo Shomanu Rumozim Bamikro Ocean the modern be achas min minus atera. Achas a minus kmoshemauno. For each shame of them is bemikro. Vuloy asmachta. Asmachta means asmachta in the word asmachta that we know, but asmachta means something to rest on. The efshel lelamdoi be achas a minus be elu vovad oy malachol moshvisina. If it can't rest, what's the difference between Alochel Meshmi Sinai and Pirush HaMakubo? Or that Alochel Meshmi Sinai, even the Gemara calls it Asmachta, but it's not that we're leaning on it. It's Tam Mateira. It's like, you know, they said, okay, you can see it there, but it's really not real. But here the Asmachta is real. And it's Mashmi, if you couldn't do this, it's not a Pirush HaMakubo. So then, I can imagine that it's a Raya. Because even though there's a Kabbalah Misina about this, we really don't know it's a Raya that it's a Pirush HaMakubo. Okay? If you have a Kabbalah and you can learn off Yud Gimel Midos, it's not a Lachol Mishina. Okay? And if that's true, you gain something. Okay? If that's true, you gain something. Because there is a truest Rambam. And this we'll have to talk about more about this later. But it's an amazing tshuva. In Shin Nun Hei. Okay. He says, Yesh li chibur b'loshon Arabi, in Arabic, b'inyin minyan ha-mitzvos, that's what it's about. V'hu eitzel ma'asadya shatz, talmideinu, he has a copy. V'yesh b'tchilosoi arba osa prokim b'cholos gedolos b'ikrei minyan ha-mitzvos. They are, they're 14 chapters dealing with the, you know, the major issues in minyan ha-mitzvos. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. U'ba'osan ha-prokim b'ahalti she'ein kol dovo shelemeidim b'oisei Oisei behekesh of a kavachoyim of a gzei reshova or b'midim b'sholosh ha-semidosh ha-tarim nidreshet b'ren hu din teira ad shev ha-chom b'ferish shumen ha-teira. Okay, which is it? V'eisei al-zei rayis b'shom b'yauti b'shom b'yauti she'afilu dobo shu alochol Moshe Misinai midivri seifim kalinim b'lei the ain't shom minatera el dovishu mufuish batera kimo shatnis the crime shabbos arise o dovishu muhachom shuminatera the hain kimo shleshiv abor. It's talking about the pushim kibor. This is the 4 or 5. Where in Shush base
does he talk about Halacha Mishmi Sinai, that it's not in the Minyan. Okay? Unless he actually means this. And that's the Raya. Okay? But then the Chochmas HaKosuv is like, you know, a monkey wrench. What does he want with that? So this time, these two words, you're playing them back and forth, is a major problem over here. Okay? Now, you'll notice also, okay, double charge. I feel double, okay. So, okay. So this, okay, we have to see, we can go back. That's what we have here, correct? Okay. So, you'd rather say that the Raya is a Raya and go with the way it goes in Pirush Mishnayis and it's Mamish Kvaldik, okay? The only question is, what does he want? Chochmas HaKosuv. Okay? It like, but the problem is, you know, lightning strikes twice, and he did it at the end. Because the end, towards the end of this simon, at the end of this Sherish, he says someplace here, does it say Chochmas HaKosuv again?
Yep.
Last line? Okay. Keep. Behuva Raya Olov Yachin Cholos says Laharif Chochmas HaKosuv. So that's even worse. He says Mefurish, not like this. Okay, so it's only Laharif Chochmas. The whole Raya is only Laharif Chochmas HaKosuv. It's not two separate things. Okay, so if that's the case, they never said here B'chal anything about Chochmas HaMisinai. Okay, so that is the big, that's the beginning. Now, let's continue. Okay, we're just reading the words, okay? That's fair so far, correct? I'm not going to talk about it now. I have a shiur on this, how we get to number 3 or 4. Because Pirush Mekumah were all over the place. Okay? So that, you know, gives you to break your head down a little bit. You see, you know, it's an amazing thing, correct? Like almost every Pierre Shmur in Mishneh Torah is the Pirush Mekubal, okay? And you know, they're all over the place. So what's he talking about? Okay. The same other Rabbah. Next. Okay? Ki Mechochmas HaKosuv. Now here's very important. She'efshe she'imse boy remez meira ala Pirush ha'hua Mekubal. Okay. Oh, hekish shiyuga Allah. Okay. There's something called a remes. Let's see what hekish is first. And then we can go back. Because I think if you want to get hekish, you can go back and move over. Okay. This word over here. It's a translation. Okay. It's a literal translation. You should know one thing, and that's the important thing. He does not mean the Mida called Hekish. Okay? Okay? With far, I don't even know that Hekish is you giving me the Shaitan to the rest. That's irrelevant, okay? It's an Indian, it means Limud. And there are those in Nagdeh, those that are that when they translated Dalke Iyun, some interpreted Hekish. The Ram writes there, Bekashem Meis Olav HaSholem. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kva Mosal Yeshua Pirushim Shinitnu Loi V'osku Behem Yeshua V'anshe Deiroi V'cho Ma Shekimu Mimenu Hu Oi Mimenu Hu Oi Echor Azkenim Ein boi masu matin bo nofu bo machlekes. Okay. Umashili shomu min anovi olav ha-shalom. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Yesh besi'if of masu matin v'nilmad boi hadin bedalkei ho'iyum. We use that word, bedalkei iyum, whichever word you want. B'sholosh esri midish shenitnu loy b'sinai v'yuzgu midish atoy d'dreshet b'es. That's very clear, okay? Yud Gimel Midas is a Sinai. Okay? But that's all. The laboratory was given, but you know what you do with it, that's your business. You know, so you know, so the Talmud Vosik also the Chadash, you know, you have to ask if this is also in the paper. Now, so it means obeheke sheyira olav, okay? It means yud gimel midas, right? Sheef sheyimsim boy, yud gimel midas, right? It's chokh vasa kosov, correct? However, what's remez meural of yushahu? So it means it's not yud gimel midas, because otherwise it's just, you know, it's just, right? But it means there's a remez you can somehow pull out from the pasuk itself, independent of the midas ha-teira, also this idea. So it means that Pirusha Mekubal is either you can pull it out from the pasuk itself, or you can pull it out from your gimel midas. And that's also part of Chochmas HaKosuv. Because the Chochmas HaKosuv, where Teira was given as the Ches of Teira Shemiksav, you can pull it out. And also, with the Messiah Messinae that you give me the Shatan and the but you can pull it out from the costume. Two ways, okay? Just now, okay. Well, let me go on. Okay, I'm going to come back to this. I have more to say here, but I think let's do some more work, okay? I'll come back to this, Mr. Shemblinez. Okay, good. The Kasheyi is their king. We have to know what these things are, correct? The Kasheyi is their king. Hine loy kol ma shenimso lachachomim shotziu b'mida misholus esrei midois noy mashu nema lemoishe misinai b'sinai because the pirush b'kabbalah were nema lemoishe misinai. So it's not only kol, it's loy, but not like that. Okay, you understand? It's not. Loinama call. It's you can't, you know. Okay, before he said correct, you know, he's going a little bit further than he has to, but that lechori is not a steer, I don't think. Just a little bit odd, the usage of the word. Loinama call mashinim to the hachamim, shohutzi uhu, b'mida, misholish is a midais, noima shunema le moshe misinai. Now, here's important, okay? I'm going to make a comment on the side, but not the important thing. There's no mention over here of Ribui until he gets later. You know, he's going back and forth about Yud Gimel Midas. No discussion of Ribui B'chal. Like Ribui sticks in at the beginning and he mentions it when he's talking about the Bahag in the middle. Okay?
On that point, I'm confused that he talks about Yud Gimel Midas as being like the Iker tool set. But we find that there's a mandama yudarshan klal of pride and one darshan's ribui miyut. So the one who darshan's ribui miyut, what does he do with klal of pride?
One second. I'm not going to get, you see, this is a very big problem because the yud gimel midas themselves are mesera. So I can't, okay. I don't want to, but let's take what he has, okay? Now, you see, the question is, what is he driving at? Nema le Moshe b'Sinai. What does he want that? Okay? Is he trying to just tell you that it's a Pirush Mekubal? That's all he's interested in? Okay. You have to understand, he's going to drive in the point that they're mitzvah midas in minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So that might not be enough over here. So the Chayil is referring that in the end of Shurish Aleph, he has the following line: Da, she'inyan hazeh, you don't count mitzvot rabbanon. Lo hoya roi lo hoya lov, ki mishu posh. You know, whatever, you have to get involved in this. It's such a little posh. Ki mi'acha shoya loshen ha-talmud, sheish meis v'sholish esrei mitzvot, nemu loy l'moshe v'sin v'sinai, Eich Noima Badoba Shud Rabban Shu Bukhala Minyan. So the Minyan was Nema Moshe B'Sinai. So he's trying to say that once there was a Mesera on this Mida, okay, then you can put him in your mitzvahs. That's what he's trying to do. He's not interested in the Nemel Moshe Misinai, between Nemel Moshe Misinai. He's interested in Zagdoma to say this in Nina Mitzvahs. Because all he said, so that's what, again, let's get back to the beginning. Hashayosh Hasheni, She'en Roy Linois, Koma Hashinim Moviachas, Nesem Minish Hashayosh Hashayosh Hashayosh. But some you can. And those that are Nemel Moshe Misinai, you can. That's good. Correct? Now, v'gam loynaimah b'chol ma shenimseim b'talmud. She yismachu. Al el achas mishalosh shesay midish shum drabonon. Okay. Now you understand the word as. Yismachuhu doesn't mean asmachta in the clear sense, and it's probably not a translation. It means lishoyin, it's rested on it. Okay? Because without the Yud Gimel Midas, you have nothing. Correct? Because that's the way you have it. Okay, now he says the word b'talmud. Okay? I'm not sure why he says that b'talmud, because you have in Sifra and Sifri, okay, unless you should assume in general that Sifra and Sifri is a Pirush HaMekubal, which is a discussion itself, okay, in other words, you know, which way do you look? But he says, Al Achas Misholosh HaMidah Shehu Midrabonon, that's like, you know, that's another monkey wrench, the Rabonon. So I think what he means with the Rabbonon is that the Rabbonon were motzi it. It wasn't given Misinai. But certainly is a din teira. It's midini ateira. He says, Roy din ateira, come you do me this. So he says the word Rabbonon, even though you look at Rabban, you go back and forth, this Rabbonon doesn't mean, even though the word with Rabbonon, if I'm not mistaken, is in the original Arabic, okay, he can't deny that he said it, okay? But I think the word midrabonon over here doesn't mean that the etzem din is a drabonon, but midrabonon, drabonon were the motzim. There was no clear mistake about this misinai. Lefi she'ef she'shia pirush mekubal. Because if it's a pirush mekubal, then it's not the Rabbanu will motzi him, but then it's a Kabbalah. Okay?
Make sure I understand. We're saying that if the word some dinim at Sinai that was given to Moshe.
What did you say it again?
What? There were some dinim at Sinai that was given to Moshe as follows. This is the Mida, how I'm telling you, you're deriving it. Then that's.
The Ram says clearly. I didn't say anything. The Ram says in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayis, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave to Moshe Rabbeinu 13 principles in order to darshan Torah. And those principles are Masorah Misinai. And those are your tools.
But just tools, but then when Moshe uses those tools, it's not going to be Namor of Moshe Misinai, it's going to be one of Toyota, it will be Toyota.
It will not be, because that's good. It will not be, Because it's Midrabonon, they will motzi it. Okay.
Is there a category?
And that's Kachni Rebeinai. And that's, there's a Loisosa on it, and that's what the Rambam has, the Loisosa. The Rambam in Mamrim, that you give me the Chateau de Dreshman, there's Loisosa. He has the Kabbalah, Kachki Baunu, there's the Loisosa, there's a Loisosa on the Kachni Rebeinai, and the Loisosa is there, is the Takonis.
Yeah, what would you want? There will be some. You would medite that some of there will be something that we can call Nemer Lamosha that is Yud Gimel Midos.
No, because the Pirush Mekubal, they only brought a guy in Chochmas Hakosov. You only see in the Talmud that they were Semech on it. They used the Lishoyin on it, right? But you don't know if that's the real thing. It's only Ra'il Ha'aretz Chokhmas HaKos. You don't know anything. You only
it's
know...
The words here, Kishoya is a container. I'm going to have a different version.
Okay, so I don't know version. I'm reading a translation in the Arabic. I don't know what you have there. I'm not responsible for it.
But some will be. That some will be is Perish Mekubal.
Shehotsiu, because you find you nimsa shacham. It looks like that, but it's really not true because it's a Perish Mekubal. You see Chazal in the Gemara. Have you given me the Shatayin Dresman? We don't know how to look at it. You don't look at all of them as the Pirush Mekubal, and you don't say none of them are Pirush Mekubal. You don't know how to look at them. But in other words, if it's a Chokhmas HaKosel, then it's a Pirush Mekubal. If it's not a Chokhmas HaKosel, then, you know, it's only Hei Mehotzil. That's what he's saying, correct? Lefikach Horoi Buzer Shekol Ma Shel Zlo Timseu Loshan Batera. Okay. What is Loshan Batera? Call Loshi Timseu Loshan Batera. If it's not a Pasik. If it's a Pasik, it certainly is a Minyan Mitzvah. It's nothing to do with anything. Okay? And we'll see about that also, correct? If it's in the Torah, there's nothing to talk about. Correct?
Kabach says Mefurish Bazar.
What?
Kabach says Mefurish Bazar.
Okay, it's Loshen Batera. That's also good. That's the same thing. Okay? Correct? And if you want, he said it already at the end of Sherish Aleph. You'll say here. I'm just reading Kapach over here in the end of Shir Shalos. The devil's bogo, shein boi nista klau, for who should call man, should call shehu mid rabbonon. He mid rabbonon means that rabbonon mamish in Shir Shalos. Eino nechsha b'chlau sheish me'oif b'sholosh esrei mitzvahs. Okay. Lefi shaschum hazeh, hakolos hazeh, this minion, Kulam psukei tera, ve'ein bohem kum midrabon psukei tera. Okay. So he made a major statement in the Sherish Aleph that the mitzvahs are psukei tera. Then. How can he even write Sherish based? Look, call Masha. You shouldn't have that option. Okay? And this is what we're going to talk about. I just want to read a little bit more. But now, this is the problem. In other words, he's doing something, you know, and the question is, what did he do? Okay? He didn't see, your psuke tell him a foolish batera, this loshen atera, the loshen batera, whatever you want to translate it, he's referring to psukim. Correct? So that is no issue about. But he's ready to say, Lefik Oloi Bazeh, Shekol Ma Sheloi Timsa Loshen Batera, which you would say, by definition, it shouldn't have been a mitzvah, correct? He says, no. V'timsa Shatalmid Lomodoi, Miachas Misholish Esri Midois, Im Bialu hei bi Atmum vi Omu Shize Guf hat Guf Teiro O Shize mit der Reise Hine Gwolem Neuse Im Deis de Otto des Guf Teiro Guf I Teiro Guf Teiro Se ne Sinn Acha Shama Kablim Omu Shuhu der Reise Because the Mekablim, I assume, they know if it's a Pirush HaMekubal. I don't know if anyone else could really make such a statement, okay? They have Matik Yeshua. They have the Kabbalah. Okay?
ואם לא ביירו, ולא פירשו, הנה הוא מדרבונו.
Okay. So what does he mean? Shehu medrabonon she'ein kosuv she'yero lo. So, you know, what does he want when she'ein kosuv she'yero lo? Let's just read how he translates it.
How you with the Rabbonim? See, but she ain't possible.
Okay. Because the whole discussion over here is there's no Pasuk HaMoreh, because the Pasuk HaMoreh, you have what he said in Sherish Aleph. And at the beginning, Lashon HaTorah, this is the Pasuk HaMoreh. A Pasuk HaMoreh doesn't mean that it's a remez. The Pasuk HaMoreh means that, oh, thought the Torah says you do it. So, no, you don't need, I'm not sure why he has to say this. Because you can't have a mitzvah when you're a mitzvah unless the pasuk says it. Unless there's a pirushim kubal. Okay? Now, he goes on and on. Okay? Okay, I'm gonna come back to this. I just wanna get an idea, just get into it, okay? But then he goes on and on. The next discussion is discussion about how to play out Eser Shabbat Kecha. Now, the whole discussion back and forth after he sets this up, but you give me this, he has a discussion about Limud. It's very odd, okay? That's the Gam Zer Shirish Shifah Nishtabish by Zulasai. And he counts Yirat Chachomim B'chav Mitzvah. Okay, we say that. Then he has the second part. But he giu b'miut simas libo liyoyse koshmi there, and they quote drushes. Okay, and that's we mentioned. You know, learning Sherish Aleph, all the drushes of. Whether it's the Gemara from Vodata, from Yisrael, from all these drashes of Yisrael, the Gemara Metzia, correct? And, or, it's Chishus Kufes, okay? They're all, it's drashes, okay? So drashes are never an issue. You can only talk about something, and that's what he says later, it's a kosher case. He says, "Hine kvayis boyer, ki sheish meres b'shalosh zayim mishnayim olamosh v'sine ein boyin boyin kol mashin nilman b'shalosh zayim yidus rafilu bezmanoi olashol koshkein." Okay, ella im ke ein moinin. Ela ein moinin rach ma she hoya pirush makubu imenu. Vu she val matikim vioi mishu zah dobo osa la seise visu vile reise. Oy omu shu guf teira. She oz nimna. Ki hu noide be kabola, loy be hekish. It's noide be kabola, not be hekish, not the kachni of eilai. Okay? Okay. Okay. And then he says over here before in the middle, he talks about Chishut Kufas, and after Chishut Kufas, the Ilumana, Komashu Yosef Mibur Mizer, what is Yosef Mibur Mizer? That's what you read this. The drushes are certainly nothing. Kol Dovash Nilmot, Vuhu. Viale al das shu yoiseroy vimnoise. Vuhu kol mash nilba vimida. Mishalosh deminish atoyde dreshmeh. Shu oz hoye oyle minyan damitzes laalof mrabim. Okay? See, just saying, look, if you're not moina, you give me the shoot. There was a Messiah Messina on them. Certainly, Drosh Ba'alma, you can't be moina. Okay? Correct? Now, here, he does something amazing. Because there's no discussion in the beginning of this Shurish about Shuta Shal Mikra. He just mentions that a Pasuk is in the minyan. Agav, Losh and Teira. Right? But then he says, let's read it. Ukfa higiyu, b'miut simas libo, liyoyse koshim is there. The lack of havchona, of trying to understand this in the proper fashion, v'zeh sheheim, kishemotu drash, b'posik, shemischayim in adrash, ahu, lasuz eze pulois, ozrach, meden yonim, if that drash, you're supposed to do something, not to do something. They ain't cool if we saw it, Rabbanon, because that's drash, okay? That's the important thing. It's a drash, drash. Drash. Yim nu oysam v'chala mitzvahs, ava pi, oh. V'ava pi, shepashte deko, lo yoyra, al dover meis minyon. Im ha-shirish sho'elu, o hilunu, boi alov ha-sholim, aliyam ha-sholim, vu omlom zichayim lebocho, ein mikri yisnin b'shuta. Pasha talmud sho'el, b'chol mokri, gufi dekro, b'mai kol medabit. Okay. See here, all of a sudden, like in the middle of nowhere, he throws in Pshuta Shel Mikra. Okay. And at the beginning, in the discussion, there's no discussion of Pshuta Shel Mikra. Okay. And L'chayra, the Pirush HaMakubo, in the Minyan HaMitzvos. He said that. But you get the impression that the drash is not minyan mitzvahs, though a portion, because it's not pshuta shel mikra. So what happened over here? So I'm just going to get started on this, and it's beyond the point over here of just really going into it. Let me ask you the following, okay? Let's read another line over here. Give you a taste of what's going on. At the end of his discussion about Othniel ben Knaz, he says, he has discussion, maybe the reason, you're going to say the reason I'm not moving the minyan mitzvahs, because maybe you have a suffix about these mitzvahs. Maybe you have a suffix. He says, no, that's true. It's my guy. But still not the minyan. How is she ain't suffix? So you eat some adinim, hamutsoyim, the kalvachim of the losay, and meet his alof mirabim. Okay. V'chol elu, kvar usulu b'mei Moshe Rabbeinu, lefi shivimei evo nishtakhu. The alochis, okay. No tmur. Hin is boy lecho, shafilu, b'mei Moshe noimam. Shafi afil bimei Moshe nema, I would say. Dikdukei sefer. Okay? Dikdukei sefer. Lefi shekol ma shaloi shmo'oi v'sinai bebeo hu midivrei sefer. Okay? So they're saying, that which divrei sefer is not minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So, then I ask you something. So Halacha Mishusina, is that Midivrei Sofer? Or is not Midivrei Sofer? And what's going on over here? Okay. See here, let's go to the tshuva again, and see the picture size in Caleb. We'll just show you this to get started over here, he says. The Shabbi Ba'alti, the tshuva Kushim Hei, where he's talking about the 14 Kriyakim, okay. V'shov bi'alti shafil dover shuhu halacha l'moshe mi-sinai b'divrei sofer k'rivim le. Okay. That's all. Divrei sofer. But shomu b'sinai. So how can he say? No. He says, koma. He says over here, koma sheshomu b'sinai b'beyo. Who we did we say with? And he says, "Shafil dover shalochem mishina we did we say with clean and light." And that's what he says there. Bevesi, he says. Oh, he says. Bevesi al zechayis v'shom bi'alti shafil dover shalochem mishina we did we say with clean and light. V'ein shom minatera el dover shehu mufuish matera kegoyin shatnis. Uklayim, v'shabes v'arayes, o dover sh'omu chachomim shu'minatera, v'heim k'mo shloisho arbo'ot bo'o bo'vav. So it's not, you know, it's a different category. There's mufurish b'teira, and there's a pirush b'kubo. And he just splits it around. He doesn't have to have it because when he mentioned that the pasuk itself and the other Sherish Aleph, and he mentioned it here also on the side, okay? This Derech Agav is very different than the approach you would get in Pirush HaMishnah, because the Pirush HaMishnah in Caleb, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yudbeis, ki kol ma shelo nizboye b'loshen ha-teira b'divrei sofer k'rivim oisai v'afilu dvorim she'ein halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. If he stopped there, I would be very happy. Ki omru b'divrei sofer mashmo shadova kabola sofer k'chol ha-pirushim v'halochais ha-mukubolas m'mesh abeh. So basically, in Pirush Mishnah, he's ready to say that a Pirush Mukubol is also b'divrei sofer. Okay? So I assume that the tshuva is not working like that. Okay? But you understand, you know, what do we do? The point is, and that's what Mr. Shem will pick up next week, okay? What is going on here? What does he want? In other words, it seems to be very arbitrary, okay? In other words, how is it an arbitrary distinction that you say that Halacha Mishnah is not in, and he says he said it here, even though you don't see it, okay? And he says the problem is there's Divrei Sofer. And the Chayla, he's saying that Pirush Mechum was not Midivrei Sofer, as opposed to Halacha Midivrei Sinai. So what's the difference? What's the scoop? Not like Pirush Mishnah and Caleb. Okay? So that is the Mitzvah, what I hope to pick up next week. Okay? And, you know, I'll stop because, you know, stop in the middle of a sentence, I think is really not lenient, and I apologize, but, you know, okay, the Mitzvah next week.